Today is Sunday, October 7th, 2018, and this...
I've been to Vegas many times, but I've never driven down the strip in a luxury convertible Cadillac.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 664. Las Vegas!
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Talking about Vegas makes me happy.
Good.
So, we have a lot to talk. Well, we don't have that much to talk about today, but I'm feeling like I might be tangent-y. We'll see where
Ooh,
we go.
Okay.
Before we get into the usual stuff, I want to remind people that the voting for the Hundy Awards is open. First time we've ever tried this. It's a chance for you to vote for your favorite and least favorite Las Vegas stuff. You can find a link at 500bymidnight.com. So far, the response has been really good. Voting is open until the 17th of October. So don't wait until the last minute, though, because then you'll forget, and then you'll be feeling bad afterwards that you forgot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people to forget. And if you're when you're doing the thing, when you're filling out the thing, so I've broken the categories into sections like gambling, accommodations,
mm-hmm.
and under those headings, for example, gambling, there's sometimes a line or two that will explain what type of responses we're looking for. Specifically gambling, mm-hmm. where it says best video poker, I'm not looking for jacks or better or double bonus. I'm looking for best place to play mm-hmm. video poker. So follow the directions. Okay, just that's my...
Oh.
Now I'm going to have a bunch of people say, oh, can I do it again? No, I can't. I don't have a way to clear out your previous responses, so...
Have you received several of those?
A couple of people mentioned it in the Facebook group that they may have done it wrong, so... Anyway, thanks for all the voting. It's going to be a pain in the ass to tabulate, but I'm looking forward to seeing the results anyway. Again, there's a link at 500bymidnight.com. I've been putting occasional reminders out on Twitter, too, with links, so... Hopefully we will have a full showing of all of our listeners, everyone voting. What else? Okay, so let's thank some people, our regular supporters. Well, our irregular supporters, I don't know. Our Patreon folks, thank you very much to all of our Patreon patrons, including Tara O'Neill, Tim Copeland, Adam Hansen, Jason Gillikin, Daniel Lindberg, Diane Taylor, and Rob Wirt. We appreciate your support. Thank you to all of our Patreon patrons. If you're interested in supporting the show, you can do so at patreon.com/500, and occasionally we'll throw some bonus content at you as our way of saying thank you, and we do appreciate all of your support. All right. Okay, before we... a couple things. I see I'm already getting tangent-y.
Okay.
A lot of people, quite a few people, are heading to Vegas this week.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd like to wish our Vegas nerds the best.
Yes, have a good time.
Normally,
lots of money.
During past years, we've had a live event during this part of October. We're not doing that this year, but some of our diehard Vegas nerds do want to give up their Holy Week, so they are going at the same time, and they're going to gather and drink and laugh and have a good Vegas-y time. And even though we're not going to be there, we will be there in spirit and wishing you the best of times.
Yep.
I hope we get a bunch of voicemail messages from the Vegas nerds.
That would be fun.
Yes. I do wish that for me. All right. So that's that. Okay. Let's get into a few news items. The big news this week is more expansion downtown. I'm excited about this. We've, of course, been discussing the 18 Fremont project as we await more news on that. A while back, we had some news, and although it hasn't progressed at all, I'm hoping that the new hotel tower at Downtown Grand is still in play. Don't know when they're planning on breaking ground on that, but Going to be some expansion there. And now this week, in just a few days, I think Tuesday, the Las Vegas Planning Commission will be considering plans from Boyd Gaming to expand and remodel the Fremont Hotel and Casino. That's a property that has not changed a lot over the years. So it will now. Here's what they have in store. Plans call for a new hotel tower. So right now, like if you're at Pizza Rock, over by downtown Grand, right across the street from that, there's a parking lot. And that is going to be turned into a hotel tower. Magically, they're just going to make it happen. And they're going to have a new 509-room tower right there in Ogden and 3rd Street. After completion of that tower, they're going to shut down the existing hotel tower. They're going to gut all the rooms, and they're going to double the size. So they're going to cut the number of rooms roughly in half and make them larger, which is good. They're small rooms as is, and they're going to, I believe they're considering them suites.
And you like space.
I do like space. This would increase the chances of me staying at Fremont.
Yep.
They're also going to put some suites in the new tower, which I think would probably be preferential as far as sound issues. Because you're going to be facing Ogden and, well, I suppose some of the rooms could still face Fremont. They're just set back farther.
Right.
Anyway, hopefully they will have some sort of sound baffling in the, in the new tower.
Yeah.
But the old tower, I would imagine, will still be kind of noisy because of its location. But bigger rooms, I'll probably be willing to give that a chance once they're all done with that. They're also doubling the size of the casino floor. As part of the new hotel tower, the, well, not the entire first floor, but the majority of the first floor is going to be new casino space. They're going to have a new race and sports book there. They're going to have a new bar there. Presumably some new restaurant space, although it's been kind of vague what that's going to consist of. They've said they're going to have some outdoor dining on 3rd Street, slightly elevated from street level. So I would imagine the restaurant will be part of that, obviously. It would be weird for it to not be part of that. So yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing what that consists of. And then another part of this is a reconstruction of the third part of the 3rd Street pedestrian walkway. So the whole, that section that's closed down to automobiles from Fremont Street to Ogden, the main way that people get to downtown Grand, which we'll discuss in a minute, they're going to cut that off and open it to cars. Maybe about, it looks like about two-thirds of the length of that will be open to automobiles. And on one side of the street, they're going to have a drop-off for the hotel. And then on the other side, where they currently and will continue to have a parking garage, I'm not sure who owns that. That might be a downtown Grand parking garage. But anyway, that side, they're going to have about a dozen rideshare parking spaces, angled parking spaces. And then at the end of it, it's going to be a roundabout so that the cars can come in, turn around, and then pull into those Uber and Lyft spaces, which I think I like the idea of that.
Yeah, I'm glad they're building ride-sharing into their plans.
Yeah, it can be kind of a pain figuring out exactly where to go at some of the hotels.
Yes, it can.
At Golden Gate, you have to walk over to Golden Nugget or over to the Plaza. At Four Queens in the D, it's out in the turnaround area on whatever that street is.
Is that also Third?
Yeah, I think it is. But even sometimes the drivers don't know.
Yeah, they don't know whether they should
pull into the valet.
Or pick you up somewhere nearby or what.
So I like having a space that it's quite obvious. This is the ride sharing space, and it'll be easy to go there and get a ride. And that's wonderful. So I'm wondering about that now, turning that pedestrian walkway largely into, there'll still be sidewalks along the edge, but it's not going to be a whole, you know, width for pedestrians. Not that it's ever like crowded with pedestrians anyway, except for when they have the occasional food fest or something there. I'm wondering if this is good or bad for downtown Grand. My initial response was, that's not great for them. But then I remember nobody's walking over there anyway. That's an exaggeration. Not nobody, but
a lot of people aren't.
Yeah, so having,
that's part of their problem.
So I wonder if having more auto traffic there would raise their visibility. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not writing this off as necessarily being bad for them.
But how long is Third Street going to be closed while they do all that stuff?
So that's the...
That's going to be...
Yeah, that'll be a few months. So here's the breakdown of project timing. From start to finish, it'll be 30 months. Mm-hmm. And that Third Street shouldn't all be closed during that. Although, you know what? I bet when they're putting up the tower, there'll be a chunk of Third Street closed.
Yeah.
I bet they'll have it kind of walled in where they have a sidewalk that is covered. Mm-hmm. Like you see a lot when they have construction projects on the strip and whatnot. So the first phase is the new hotel tower. They're going to put that up in the what's currently a parking lot, as well as they'll have to tear out a little bit of the existing casino, I think. I think the restaurant, the cafe, and buffet, which the food sucks there, but the...
But the ambiance is wonderful.
Oh, it's delightful. It is magical because it's so cheesy. If you haven't been there yet...
I love the decor. I do.
Yeah, because it's so, like, fake plants and mirrors, and it's
totally
Vegas cheese ball.
Yeah.
So I do like it for that, but the food is mediocre at best. Mm-hmm. But if you haven't been there, it's worth at least walking in and taking a look at the place because it's kind of ridiculous, and it looks like that probably won't be around that long. Mm-hmm. Anyway, 20 months for the new hotel tower to be built, which seems like a pretty reasonable pace. Once that's done, they'll move on to phase two, which is the conversion of Third Street from a pedestrian walkway into the hotel drop-off and rideshare space, and that's 4 months. And then phase three, which is the final 6 months, will be... rebuilding the parking garage. So right now where they have the parking garage on Ogden and, I don't know, whatever that next street is over, they're going to get rid of that, build a new one that's higher. It's going to be 7 stories high. Mm-hmm. I believe six stories of that will be parking. Top level will be a pool. So they're adding a pool to the Fremont as well. And then they're going to renovate the existing hotel in that six-month period as well when they're doing the parking garage. So 30 months from start to finish. They don't have a start date yet, but I would imagine early 2019. It'll probably get approval from the Planning Commission and then go in front of the City Council in November. And then they'd be ready to start early next year, and things will be rolling along. So
this is good.
I think so. Yeah. More casino space, which is exciting as well, mm-hmm. as I mentioned. Not just the hotel thing, but for those of us who don't necessarily stay there.
Yeah.
We're still going to get some stuff out of it. Mm-hmm. More places to gamble, and probably I would imagine the restaurant, whatever that ends up being, if there's one or two restaurants in there, will probably be an upgrade from the cafe and buffet they have right now. Mm-hmm. I suspect it'll be another coffee shop cafe kind of thing, mm-hmm. and that the buffet will be gone.
Yeah.
Just a guess. We'll see. I don't know if any of the other restaurants are affected by this. I'm not that familiar with the current layout, even though I play there a fair amount. The entrance to the new hotel tower, if you walk into the casino from Fremont Street, from like Kitty Corner from the D, and go straight back past Filament Bar, which mm-hmm. is probably the first new thing that's gone in that mm-hmm. hotel in the last 20 years. You walk past Filament Bar straight back, that will be the new hotel tower. So whatever is straight back from there is going to get wiped out.
Yeah.
And I think the sports book is back there, and maybe the coffee shop that we mentioned. Mm-hmm. So yay, more construction.
Yeah, this is good. Yeah. I get Fremont and Binion's confused. I'm not sure why.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Fremont has better video poker. Binion's has better slots.
Well, they have a better selection of slots, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. They're right next to each other.
Yeah. We've never stayed at either one. We've spent some time, but not a lot of time in both of them, and I think that's why.
I've been playing more at Fremont lately, though.
Yeah.
Last trip out, I played there. Actually, some machines right back by the area they're going to be gutting. Mm-hmm. Played back there quite a bit. So, I'm excited that there's going to be some new hotel rooms, that there's going to be some new casino space. I think this is a good thing. I can't see any downside to this. Mm-hmm. Except for, like I said, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how Downtown Grand adapts, if they need to find a new way to... try to get people over there. I don't know. You know, their casino is already slow. Mm-hmm. They seem to be putting the majority of eggs in the hotel basket as well as in the esports basket. I don't know how that's going for them. I don't hear much about it, but so that's the scoop. Hooray for downtown. Mm-hmm. Lots of new development.
Yeah, new development's good. We like that.
Yep. All right, back to the strip. The Link is getting a new comedy club. It is going to be called Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club, and it's expected to open in the spring. Named, of course, after the late night talk show host. He is working with Caesars on it. I like the approach to this. He said he's been working with a lot of his friends who are stand-ups to find out what's important to them in a club. He wants it to be very comic-centric, which there's a lot of bad comedy clubs where it's like rooms that used to be other things turned into comedy clubs.
Mm-hmm. There's not a good green room. There's...
Yeah.
There aren't good audiences, things like that.
It, and even the like the size of the room, the height of the
layout,
ceiling, the layout, all that stuff. I wish I could remember it. There was a documentary I watched that Todd Glass talked about all the things that were really important in a comedy club to the comic. Just as far as like a certain like lighting level and stage height. All this stuff. So there is a science to this, a bit of a science to this, at least as far as the comics are concerned and their ability to do what they do. So anyway, it's good that he's working with people that, and Caesars is working with people who are bringing that perspective to it. And it's going to be a 300-seater that he's planning on broadcasting some of his show there, just like when they have stand-up comics, instead of having in his TV studio, they can go live to Vegas and have it there with an audience in place, which is kind of a neat thing. He's going to host some shows as well, so after he films his show, he can fly in, and it won't be every night, but occasionally, kind of like Brad Garrett does that at his comedy club, too. Mm-hmm. There are certain weeks where he's not necessarily the headline performer, but he'll host. So yeah, one thing that I do like that will be controversial, because whenever it's come up on the Facebook group, some people get very upset about this.
Right.
No cell phones. They're gonna pouch and check cell phones upon entrance to the club, which again, that's another thing that's very important to stand-up comics, because they don't want their acts out on YouTube.
Yeah, especially if they're working on new material.
Yeah, new material or material that's eventually going to be a Netflix special or something.
Yeah.
So, but people get really irate about, dropping my iPad. people get really irate about not having their cell phones with them at all times.
Yeah.
I like this. I would be in favor of this at every concert.
So do you get to keep it, but it's just locked, or do you have to check it in?
It sounded like they're actually pouching and checking them, but I know some of these services that do this, they pouch it and give it back to you, and then you just have it unlocked on the way out. I don't know. I don't think it matters. Either way, I think it'll be a more pleasant experience for not having cell phones. And, you know, just telling people not to use them does not work.
No, it does not.
Unfortunately. So I'm in favor of this. I like the no cell phone thing.
Yeah.
Have we been into any comedy clubs in Vegas? We've been to a bunch of comedy clubs here, or a few, but I can't think of... I don't think we've been to any of the Vegas clubs.
I don't think we have either.
I'm not opposed to it. There hasn't been anyone performing there.
Yeah. And when we haven't seen comics in a while, and then when we did, it was in a showroom.
Right. It's been a bigger show. So that's one of the things, too. He's hoping to have some of the like bigger name comics who just want to do like work on material or something, have them do some surprise shows there, some late night shows. So we'll see. You know, a lot of times these kind of things are announced, and then it opens up and it's just another comedy club that happens to have somebody's name on it.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But they're good plans for it, and I'm hopeful that it does well.
And he's got a local connection. He's from there.
Yeah, he's from there. So that's kind of cool, too.
He's got a reason to visit.
Yep. So. All right. So there's that. And then finally, I have another thing I want to mention, too. There's a note from the Review Journal that the Caesars show at Cleopatra's Barge called Cocktail Cabaret, that's been performing there for roughly a year, is closing on the 13th of October. I like the concept of this show because it's like an old, kind of an old Vegas lounge show. But the ticket prices were like $75 or something.
Oh, no.
I know. It didn't seem right. And it's an early evening show. Like, it's supposed to be before dinner you go to this thing. But it seemed like, I don't know. It seemed weird to have that kind of fee on that type of show in that space.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, when I first heard about it, I'm like, oh, that'd be a cool free show. But it's not a free show.
No.
So.
We all pay.
Anyway, they're doing a lot of shuffling at the Caesars Palace or Caesars Entertainment properties. We mentioned previously that the Windows showroom at Bally's is expected to become some sort of magic venue in early 2019. And as a result, there's people performers from that venue looking for new homes. One of the theories in this Review Journal article suggests Wayne Newton might move over to Cleopatra's Barge. That would be a good fit.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I like that idea. Because kind of, you know, Caesars, old Vegas, small room.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of Wayne playing there. That's kind of cool. So I have a feeling in the early part of 2019, we'll be talking about, or as we approach early 2019, we'll be talking about a lot of these kind of second tier shows, shuffling showrooms. It sounds like there's going to be a lot of that going on. One other thing I wanted to mention that I just stumbled upon this morning, speaking of Caesars Entertainment, this was a note on the Las Vegas Advisor website that the price of the Bally's Sterling Buffet has now topped $100.
Oh, no.
I know. Isn't that nuts? How much was it when we went there?
I think it was...
It's been a while.
Was it 70 or 80?
Yeah, I think probably somewhere in that. Maybe even 60,
it
70.
It might have been 60. Yeah, it might have been...
And even then it was like, oh my God.
$59.99 sounds familiar.
I can't believe we're paying that much, but, you know, time and inflation and just that. I don't know if $100, if I'm going to spend, and you get like really good stuff there.
Yeah.
It's not your average buffet. You get like king crab legs and.
Right. Crab legs and lobster and escargot. Yeah.
All
and,
kinds of shit.
Yeah.
But, and pretty good champagne.
Yeah.
All you can drink. So, I don't know. I've my interest in going to buffets in general has waned over the years.
Same.
And this one is kind of a cool thing to do once, I think. But I don't know. If I'm going to spend $100 a person on a meal, I think I'd rather just go to a nice sit-down place and be served. So, I don't know.
I'd rather spend $100 on dinner than breakfast.
There's that, too. Yeah. I mean, you can do like a late lunch or like a midday lunch. I think it isn't open until 2 or 3 or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if I'd recommend this as a one-time thing anymore at that price point.
Right.
I used to think it was kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, we made it almost a regular thing for a while, didn't we? Well, not every few trips.
We did it like 3 times, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think we did it more than that, did we?
I don't know. I used to have menus and I think I threw them away because it's like, when am I going to look at this again?
I know. I've been in that. That's been I'm in purging mode.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in, when am I going to look at this again? Never throw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I think that's about it for Vegas news. Oh, you know what? One other thing I'll mention. What the hell?
Okay.
There's a hotel. When you're driving from the Strip to downtown?
Yeah.
And you go past all those kind of questionable motels and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
There's one that's it's been renovated and they're like reframing and rebranding themselves. It's called the Thunderbird. And I just got a thing the other day, a press release or some kind of an event announcement or something. It's in the Arts District. And they're trying to be like hip and cool and boutique hotel halfway. But I don't know. It like looks nice enough and the rates are low. But the location...
Yeah.
Even though there's stuff happening in the Arts District now, and that's like a more active area.
I don't want to base my vacation there.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're looking for something different.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I don't think it's for me.
It could be in several years, like if that area continues to expand and it is a little bit nicer.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, if you're interested in checking out something new, not really, well, it's technically downtown, but not downtown Fremont Street. Check out, do a search for Thunderbird Boutique Hotel and you'll find it there. I'm sure that they'll be doing a lot of promotion for it.
It might be, if you're doing a bar crawl in the Arts District.
Sure.
Or possibly on the Arts District, depending on how much you have. That might be a good place to stay for a night.
Yeah, I think one of the things, they have a wedding chapel built like in their property as well. I suspect one of the things they're trying to do is maybe get like wedding groups to stay.
Yeah.
Use there. They have like a showroom that can be used as reception space. I don't think there's any shows performing there. It can be used for a bunch of things.
Cool.
So if you were having an event of some sort, or especially a wedding,
yeah,
get married there, have the reception there.
Have
everybody stays there.
Yeah.
Yeah. With renovated rooms and stuff, it might not be the worst idea. And they've got like a cool little lounge, it looks like. So anyway, something worth noting, worth checking out if you're interested in something a little off the beaten path for a hotel option. Or if it's a really expensive time and you're looking for something, you know, I don't know. Like I said, I'd like to see a little bit more happening in that area.
Before you commit to staying there?
I wouldn't want to hang out there at night. Mm. I want to make sure there's no stabbings there for a while before, I don't know.
I think the Arts District is a little different than like Las Vegas Boulevard.
Yeah, and I'd have to look. It is a Las Vegas Boulevard address.
Okay.
So I'd have to... I didn't spend a lot of time looking at Google Maps. I'm not sure exactly where it's positioned.
Mm-hmm.
That would be another thing, because sometimes these places, you know, you've seen things that are framed as being on the Strip, and they're like way the fuck down by South Point, which is Las Vegas Boulevard, but not the Strip. So I don't know if it's really Arts District or if it's just Arts District adjacent. Mm-hmm. It might be in the middle of Shittsville.
I would think of the Arts District as Main Street.
Yeah.
Like, especially around Charleston.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that in case anyone is interested. We've got some phone calls, but before we get to that, Auto Slash, you'll save some cash. That's right, you will. Our sponsor, Auto Slash, is back, and I'm glad they are. I get to tell you about my experience booking a car through Auto Slash. We recently were planning to, we went to Denver over Labor Day weekend. We decided to rent a car, and there were a couple things about this that weren't like a super straightforward car rental. A lot of times, if you go somewhere, you're going to be picking up the car at the airport and dropping it off at the airport.
Right.
That was not the plan here. The plan here was just to pick it up for one day, return it the next day, and it didn't make sense to go to the airport or to do it from the airport because it was like a mid-trip thing.
Mm-hmm. And the airport is way out from the city.
Denver Airport is crazy far out. And it was a holiday weekend. So some of these off-site car rental places aren't necessarily always open. And even when I went to book through AutoSlash, there was a kind of a mention like, a lot of these places are closed, but give it a whirl, you know, that kind of thing. I did. I put my information in at AutoSlash.com, what I wanted, when I wanted it. And sure enough, several options came back. Better rates than I could find on my own. And then the cool part, this is a thing that I've mentioned before about AutoSlash. I booked it. And was like, great, I got a good rate. I got what I wanted. I got it at a car rental place close to the hotel we were staying at. And then a couple days later, I got an email that said, hey, we found a lower rate on a similar car if you want to rebook. I went in and looked at it, and it wasn't through the same place. It wasn't through Enterprise. It was through Budget. And while the rate was a little bit better, the location wasn't quite as convenient. So I decided, you know what, I'm not going to do that, but cool.
Yeah, cool. You had the option.
Cool that I was given that option if the location wouldn't have mattered as much. Then I definitely would have done it. But I like that that's part of this whole thing, that they will tell you, hey, we found a better rate. You can rebook it if you want, save even more money. Very cool thing. They made it really easy. It's just a great service. I continue to get emails and messages from listeners who actually thank us for this. Like, they're sponsoring us. We're getting paid to do this, which is really cool. But it makes me happy that people are discovering a good service because of the sponsorship.
And saving money.
Yeah, saving money. It's really easy. And there's usually a little bit of surprise. Like, oh, this isn't just some, like, you know, line of shit that you're feeding us. It's actually, this actually works. Like, oh, wow, I actually did get a better rate than I could have found anywhere else. So if you're planning on renting a car in Vegas or anywhere else, check out autoslash.com. They will save you some money. You'll be surprised at how easy it is. And as always, thank you to AutoSlash for sponsoring the show. All righty. We have a few phone calls we're going to get to, starting with this one.
Hey, it's Jason from New Hampshire. Just got off a plane here and in Vegas.
Yay.
And it's the first time I've been in 10 years, but the first time I'm actually going to get to experience everything that you told me about. I started listening to the show back about the first time I was here, stuck to the Strip, but now we're going to be on Fremont Street. Actually getting to see more of what Vegas is about. Thank you for getting me excited about that. And let's get the hotel situation situated. It's going to be a carbon donation for you guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, hope you have a great trip.
Yeah.
And hope that all the things that you learned about on this show paid off. Thank you for checking in. We appreciate it. Maybe we'll hear back from him about how his trip went afterwards as well on another show. Alrighty.
On another episode of our show, not on another show, because that'd be weird.
Yeah, no, that would be weird to follow up on a different show. We'd like to hear about it here on 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast. Oh, I'm in a goofy mood today. I've got to say, we saw A Star Is Born this morning. This isn't Vegas related.
I'm surprised you're in a goofy mood, because I'm still a little...
You're still a little... Yeah, I get it. The movie is very effective. Anyway, all I want to say about it, I'm not going to spoil anything. All I'll say is that if you're going to see Lady Gaga's piano and jazz show in Vegas, I think it's going to be amazing. Like, I knew that anyway.
Yeah.
But after seeing this, I'm just like, oh, it's going to be such a good show.
Mm-hmm. She's so talented.
Yeah.
Get
your tickets. I have a feeling that whatever hasn't sold already for those shows is going to probably accelerate with this movie coming out because there's already Oscar buzz, and it'll surprise a lot of people who like know of her and know her from her like crazy meat dress and all that stuff, but haven't actually watched her perform stripped down, where she's not got a whole big huge production, and yeah, it's impressive. So anyway, it's a good movie. Go see it. All right, not Bring Vegas tissues. Related, but yeah, that's true. I cried like a little lady.
So did I.
Not that there's anything wrong with crying as a man. I don't know if I should say crying like a lady. That's probably not appropriate. I cried like a baby because I was wearing a diaper at the time. All right, moving along. Next.
You?
I don't know what crying like a baby means. I had a pacifier in my mouth. And
No.
I'm not into that scene. That's gross.
You don't even have to bring similes into it. You could just say, I wept.
I wept like, I don't have to say like.
No, you don't.
I did. It's good.
I wept. Because I had feelings.
I have no problem being a movie crier. I don't know. That's fine. Smokey and the Bandit 2, every time.
and that's the least of the Smokey and the Bandit trilogy.
Is 3 better than 2?
I think so.
I haven't watched 2 or 3.
I'm more familiar with 3.
I haven't watched
so maybe that's why.
I think 3 is one pretty is, horrible.
1 is great.
Anyway.
1 is incredibly rewatchable. 2, I'm not familiar with. But
okay.
3, I'm terribly familiar with.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Who watches the third of any? Well, I shouldn't say that because Star Wars, but yeah, that's weird that you would watch the third.
I think it was
of,
one of those things that
was
like
on.
It was on
HBO all the time,
right?
Yeah, that'll do it. I get it. All right, let's get back onto the Vegas thing now that we've expressed our feeling about the Smokey and the Bandit trilogy. What an insightful conversation that was, by the way.
All I'm right. sure that was incredibly helpful.
Next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, this is J.R. Swift, a longtime listener, called a couple of times 2 years ago. Just got back last weekend from 7 nights in Las Vegas. It was my 40th trip, which I dubbed Vegas 40. Got ready for the trip by starting to work my way through every single one of your podcasts. So far, I'm only up to 159, but it's been a lot of fun and a great way to get in the mood. So try to make it short and sweet. Stayed at the 4 different hotels, which I do not recommend. But first one was stayed at a go room at the Flamingo, which I don't believe has been touched up since you all stayed there like a dozen years ago. So I think I would opt for one of the remodeled rooms if I was going to stay there again. Nothing compares to the Golden Gate rooms, though. This reminded me of staying at a bedroom in my grandmother's house. So I'd stick to the suites if I was going to stay there again. Spent one night at the El Cortez in the Cabana suites, which were just awesome. I think El Cortez is going to be my new home in Vegas, or at least my downtown home. And then the last couple of nights I was at Harrah's in one of the new, fairly newly remodeled Valley rooms, which is just fine. It's a perfectly good room. So had a couple of restaurants I ate at on this trip, which I had never tried before. Number one was Hell's Kitchen, which I thought was terrific. I had lunch there, had the price fix menu with the wine pairing. I've never had beef Wellington before. I've never had sticky toffee pudding before, but I really, really enjoyed it. It's probably a little overpriced, but it is so good. Also checked out the Peppermill Shake Shack and the Hattie D's Fried Chicken all for the first time and thought they were really good. Did actually see a couple of shows on this trip. Absinthe was the highlight, which was really, really funny. And at one point, I was dragged on stage to be insulted by the gazillionaire. So that was a lot of fun, actually being a part of the show. Also saw John Caparulo at Harrah's, the comedy showcase, and stumbled into the Matt King show in the afternoon expecting absolutely nothing, but it was really funny. So I'd highly recommend it, particularly if you've got younger people or easily offended people in tow. And other than that, had a great time, not a lot of big wins. I was able to meet up with a number of folks that previously I had known only through social media of one sort or another, and that was also great fun. So I hope the insights helped somebody out. Always enjoy the podcast. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
All right. Thank you for your reviews. We do appreciate it. Appreciate your call. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of El Cortez Cabana Suites as well.
Yes.
We've stayed there many a time.
Yes. And I like the Golden Gate Suites, but the standard rooms are cozy.
A little too small for my tastes.
If you just want a place to put your stuff.
That'll do. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Again, some people just want a place to put their stuff.
Did they used to call it, haven't they been referred to as a single man special?
Oh,
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yep. So like, you know, again, don't want to go off on stereotypes, but dudes might have, you know, lower expectations of their surroundings. I know I do. They're well designed. They're just small. That's the issue there. So I like me space.
Mm-hmm.
Bring a nice place I can stretch out. And I don't know why I'm waving my arms around.
No one can see you but me.
Because you know how I love to do interpretive dance in the hotel rooms.
Yes.
So I need some space. Occasionally I'll do a cartwheel or two.
Some yoga.
That's your thing.
Yeah.
All right. We have one more call. As you know, we occasionally will have men's room reviews as we did last week. I have like 8 or 9 messages from Alonzo. I haven't listened to all of them, and I don't know that we'll necessarily get to all of them. That's a lot of bathroom reviews. But this week, again, he's featuring his review. I have a feeling at some point we're going to find out Alonzo designs men's rooms professionally mm-hmm. or something. He seems to have a lot of insight into like the specific hardware used on these devices, urinals, toilets. Anyway, here he is.
Hey, 500, this is Alonzo. And today I am at Circus, because you knew this was going to be a good one. I found the men's room over by the sports book and by Vince Neal's. And it's weird because I don't know if there's a ladies room over here. There's got to be one somewhere, but I can't see it. It's probably around. So it's Circus, so don't expect much to begin with. It's a reasonable bathroom. It's got the brownish tiles that you would expect from any home improvement center to be there. So they went all out in turning this thing brown. They did keep, of the wainscoting though, they did keep a striped theme going, which is, you know, vaguely circusy. The toilets and the sinks are in the urinals are exactly what you would imagine them to be from Circus. Nothing spectacular, nothing.
See, now I would expect them to be spectacular at Circus.
Like peeing into a clown mouth?
I would expect the urinals to be peeing into a clown mouth, the balloon inflates, the first person to pop the balloon gets a prize on their way out the door. That's what I want in a Circus.
What does the balloon inflate with?
Well, I almost said water. Air. Okay. But the act of, you know, you've seen those things with the guns at the mm-hmm. state fair. Just like that, except for a urinal game. It would be thematic. It would make sense. Free idea for you, MGM. You can charge people. You like charging people.
Stands out. No shelves to put your drink on. The sinks actually were kind of nice. They had a Sloan automatic water spout that actually worked and gave you water when you waved your hands under it. And in a vicious deviation to reality, the soap dispensers were actually hand-pumped instead of, you know, the mystery wave your hands in front of them and nothing happens. So as for functionality, I actually accomplished everything I needed to do without feeling completely sleazy. But, you know, it's Circus, so they're not getting any good marks anywhere else. All right, talk to you later.
Yeah, if you want to feel sleazy in a men's room, go next door to Slots of Fun. $10 will do it. All right. Before we, yes, you have some thoughts on this?
Oh, just he makes a good point about the automatic
stuff. Rarely works.
It rarely works.
You got to go like 3 sinks before you get one that mm-hmm. works. Yeah.
I feel like a ghost.
I feel like a wizard conjuring up water. Can we just get things? I'm not opposed to that technology.
No, I think it's great because the less stuff you have to touch in the bathroom, the better.
But I want it to work.
Yeah.
Which it never does. Such problems we have here. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Alonzo, for your service. We do appreciate you calling with those men's rooms review. That takes a lot of dedication.
It does.
He's been doing it for years. All righty. Some karma donations before we get out of here. Edward with a karma donation. He said, this coming week marks the annual Sporgy celebration. I have no idea what the hell that is. We hit downtown for masses of ludicrous sports bets and associated degeneracy.
I think he just described what it is.
I know, but what is Sporgy or Sporgy? I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, I approve of what you're doing.
Oh, I think it's sports orgy.
Oh, clever. Yeah, okay. I get it. We got killed last year, so we need all the help. I bet that last year he said the same thing, and I probably went off in the same, what the fuck does that mean? And then you explained it again. I'm so glad you're here to explain things that should be obvious to me. All right, our friend Dave gets no play lifting with Karma donation for a not Vimf trip. He said, if it doesn't bring me gambling luck, maybe it will somehow stop Al from creating a new persona right in front of me.
No word
on whether or not Hunkelman is going to be there. I do not know. BC with the Karma donation, traveling to Las Vegas to do research for voting in the 500 Awards. Oh, that's lovely.
Nice.
Appreciate that. Greg with a Karma donation for a trip happening in a few days. Said third trip in 9 weeks. Nearly broke even. I thought it was nearly broke even last time. Nearly broke even last time. That's a win. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Meeting our best friends, James, Courtney, Chris, and Andrea for a hopefully great winning weekend. Oh, and my wife, Janine, is coming too. Well, that's not very nice that she's an afterthought. Poor Janine. All right. Donnie Mack, a good friend. Karma donation for a trip this weekend. He's been posting some updates on the Facebook group as he goes. I didn't even realize it was Canadian Thanksgiving. Happy Canadian Thanksgiving. I don't know what happens during Canadian Thanksgiving. How does it differ from what we do here, tradition-wise? Any idea?
I'm not sure. I just know it's a month and a few weeks earlier.
I will research this. Like, I would like to know what are the traditional Canadian Thanksgiving foods. Like Tim Hortons and poutine. Staying at the Aria with no plans other than dinner at Hell's Kitchen. After the horrible gaming and gambling in May, I need some luck, and this is usually the place to get it. Well, I hope that works out for you. He's going to go on another one of his legendary royal flush tears at Long Bar, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Guillermo from the OC, a bit behind in Karma donations, like a bad NPR sustaining member. There's no such thing as being behind. We appreciate the support whenever.
Yep.
Have a great trip. We appreciate it, Guillermo. Michael with a Karma donation for a honeymoon trip, which is occurring beginning in a couple days.
Yay.
Have a great time. And Steven with a not Vimf Karma donation. Thank you, sir. Thank you to everyone for your support. We appreciate it. Again, good luck to all the nerds. We hope you have a wonderful time doing what you do there in Vegas. Don't cause too much hell. Hope to see a few of you on live PD. There's been talk of a possible road trip to Nye County.
Mm-hmm.
That would be magical. All right. Anything else before we wrap things up?
Nope.
All right, 500
by many tangents that you.
I think I've covered a few of them.
All right,
let's see. We've covered A Star Is Born.
Mm-hmm.
We've covered
Smokey and the Bandit.
the whole trilogy, not just the first one. The Thunderbird Hotel was a tangent. The Arts District that we've never really been to, other than driving by. I think we're good. All right, 500bymidnight.com is the place to go. There's a link there to vote for the Hundy Awards. You can email 500@gmail.com with Dear Tim and Michelle questions. You can find us on Twitter. I am 500. She is Anita Martini. And, of course, the voicemail line. We would love to hear from you. Phone us up, you Vegas nerds, 702-866-9494. I think that's going to do it this week. Thanks for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it, and we will be back soon with yet another show.
Bye. Have a good week.